USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Negotiators on a huge coronavirus relief bill reported very slight progress after talks resumed at the Capitol, with issues like food for the poor and aid to schools struggling to reopen safely having a higher profile in these talks. Multiple obstacles remain, including an impasse so far over extending the $600 per week pandemic jobless benefit, funding for the Postal Service, and an aid to renters facing eviction. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, a lead negotiator for President Donald Trump, said afterwards, "We're continuing to make small bits of progress, and that the administration is not insistent on a small bore approach centered on extending the supplemental."
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Just 2 months after reopening, Universal Orlando is being forced to lay off a number of workers. Universal said in an email that the Florida theme park was reducing its workforce to reflect current priorities and needs. Universal has put the construction of their new theme park, Epic Universe, on pause because of COVID-19. Comcast, Universal Orlando's owner, reported last week that the company's theme parks division shrank to $87 million in revenue from over $1.46 billion 1 year ago. A New York City prosecutor fighting to get President Donald Trump's tax returns told a judge that he's justified in demanding them because of public reports of extensive criminal conduct at the Trump Organization. Cyrus R. Vance Jr. is seeking 8 years of the president's personal and corporate tax records, but has disclosed virtually nothing about what prompted him to request those records, other than the investigation related to payoffs to two women to keep them quiet about alleged affairs with the president. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A high-profile resignation at the top of a news conglomerate, and here's Chris Barnes with more.
The younger son of media titan Rupert Murdoch, James Murdoch, has resigned from the board of directors of the media giant News Corp. His departure decision reportedly because of ongoing disagreements about the strategy of the company and over editorial content. News Corp operates the Wall Street Journal, New York Post, Dow Jones, in Britain, The Times, The Sun, and The Sunday Times, as well as several Australian newspapers. News Corp is seen as a news source with content that skews conservative, but James has been known for being a self-described political centrist. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Wall Street is doing a happy dance over Microsoft's talks to acquire TikTok. The software maker's shares rose nearly 6%, adding to gains on Friday after reports of the possible deal first surfaced. The jump added a whopping $95 billion to its worth, a clear sign that investors back what some experts say could be a game-changing transition for a mature technology company like Microsoft. Microsoft confirmed in a blog post that it is in discussions with TikTok's owner, Beijing, China-based ByteDance, about a possible acquisition, noting that it hopes to clinch a deal by September 15th. Microsoft said CEO Satya Nadella spoke this weekend with President Donald Trump, who had been threatening to ban TikTok over its Chinese ownership, about the deal. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.